something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't get frustrated because someone was promoted and you were not. Oh, come on. Someone can be promoted 3 times and you are not. The day your own comes. Lebakaya. It will come with glory. But between now and then, I'm going to keep keeping on. I'm going to keep my composure. I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do. I'm going to be happy and joyful all the way. And I'm going to rejoice with anyone who has been promoted. Because mine is coming, glory to God. I'll never feel left out. God said it here. He says, I will not in any degree leave you helpless nor forsake you. Oh. I'm a success. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. Wow. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm talking about contentment. All right? Contentment. Contentment. Come to a place of contentment. Hallelujah. Yeah. A place of contentment. You're not worried about this and that and that and that. You already have everything. That's the way your life ought to be. Hallelujah. There's a contentment in your spirit. There's a composure. Because your Father owns the world. He owns the world. Hallelujah. All right, let's go. From verse 6, and it is indeed a source of immense profit for godliness, accompanied with contentment, that contentment which is a sense of inward sufficiency. Did you see that? Inward sufficiency is great and abundant gain. It's great and abundant gain. Yeah, godliness with contentment, he says, is great gain. That's what God in the King James. For we brought nothing into the world, and obviously we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content, satisfied. But those who crave, now notice what it says here. This is verse 9. Those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish, useless, godless, and hurtful lusts that plunge men into ruin and destruction and miserable perishing. Wow. People who want to be rich, who struggle to be rich, who drive to be rich. You don't need to do that. No. If you have entered into his rest, you have ceased from your struggles. And watch the glory of God working in you. You never have to try to make a dog learn to bark. It'll bark if it's a dog. It's in his nature. A corn seed will produce corn. An orange seed will produce oranges. Are you listening to me? If you are the seed of Abraham, it will show up in your life. Your prosperity cannot be stopped. You don't have to struggle for it. This thing is in your system. Discover the features in your life. Discover the features and start living them out. This prosperity is inside you. This glory is inside you. Bring it to the fore. Don't struggle to make it happen. Those who are struggling have not entered into his rest. They are struggling to pay for a house. They are worried because they can't get the house. They're worried because they can't get the car. They're worried and they're worried and they're worried and they're worried and they're worried. And tearing down their life because of this thing that they're looking for. Why are you so worried? Why are you so pained? Are you not the seed of Abraham? Have you forgotten who you are? Have you come to that point of failure? Abraham's seed doesn't fail. Don't you understand it? If you will continue to praise him, if you will continue to serve him, if you will continue to delight yourself in him, he will create the opportunities that will bring you to that place of inheritance that was already planned for you. There's no failure in Christ. How can I discover those things that are in me and bring them out? How can I capitalize in those gifts that God has put within me? Somebody said, I can't sing and I can't preach. What in the world can I do for God? Oh, so much more. So much more. There's so much more you can do for God. Don't forget this. God's not looking for preachers. And God's not looking for singers. God's looking for those who just walk in love. That's what he's looking for. If you would do that, you're ready for anything. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, 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 glory to God. Say mando groste klahastes. Ya mama mama ma. Kira ghosta. My. Wow. Wow. Wow, I'm making progress. See, I'm sharing these things with you because if you have them in you, like Peter said, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it says, he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off. And has even forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Stand up on your feet. Worship the Lord. Glorify his name.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream somebody puts something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It can't stay, it can't stay, it can't stay, it can't stay. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now! Out!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them, items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.